willing to die in that ring tomorrow night. I'm not going anywhere without that belt. He can't take his eyes off me. I'm gonna rain on you like a thunderstorm.
Hey, Vinny, how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling like a two-time world champion, baby.
Come on, Vinny.
You're big, you're strong, you're faster.
One bump, one fall, and your spinal cord could sever. I can't say with any certainty you're going to walk again.
Vinny, there's a whole world outside the ring.
I'm pretty sick of people talking about me like I'm dead.
Well, just like his Fantastic Four brethren, Miles Teller has decided to do a boxing movie based on a true story boxing movie. So that's where he got the one up over Mr. Michael B. Jordan. I guess Kay Mara will be doing her boxing movie next year. And I forgot who else was in that fucking Fantastic Four movie. So never mind, that joke just goes shit. People, welcome to Bleed for This. Bleed for This, a movie I've been highly anticipated. And gonna give you my thoughts and opinion about what I thought about the movie here. So first of all, you got Miles Teller who plays, and I'm gonna fuck names all up. Can I ever get a movie where I just don't fuck the names up? Give me a normal name like Bob Joe or some shit like that or whatever. But I got Vinny Pazienza. Yeah, there you go. Vinny, the Paz, yeah. And he's a young boxer from Rhode Island, obviously, and you can tell by that accent. And he's kind of an arrogant fighter. Well, I wouldn't even say he's arrogant. He's not really so much of a dipshit. He's one of those fighters that doesn't drink, doesn't do alcohol, doesn't do drugs, doesn't do any of that. His motivation is just competition and fighting. He loves to take pain and take hits. And his first fight, his championship defense of the movie Open Up, he ends up losing. So his manager pretty much gets on HBO and tells him, oh, Vinny's done. This is his third fight in a row. He lost. He needs to give it up. And the reason why they tell him that is because, well, basically, every time he loses, he ends up in a hospital. Every time he wins, he ends up in a hospital. Vinny's one of those fighters that doesn't believe in the defense or moving around the ring. He just goes straight head forward, takes shots, give shots, take shots, give shots. So he tells them, yeah, I got one more fight in me. Let me do this real quick. And they send him to Aaron Eckhart's character. And it's going to take me a while to find fucking names because I'm looking up IMDb shit because this shit's on everywhere. They're saying that Miles Teller and Aaron Eckhart and pretty much the whole damn cast is uncredited, which is crazy if you ask me. But Aaron Eckhart's in here as his trainer. And I'm not going to lie, I really don't remember his fucking name. Kevin Rooney, that's what it was. He plays Kevin Rooney in here. And Aaron Eckhart really transformed himself in there because, Jesus Christ. He looks like a out-of-shape Woody Harrelson or something like that. And he trains him and he tells him, you know what? We're going to bump you up 2 weight classes. Because you know what? The weight ain't slowing you down. You move with a lot of power, and if anything, you're moving quicker. So we're gonna move you up to welterweight, you know. And they start training. They build a relationship, and next thing you know, he ends up winning. He ends up winning his fight against the undefeated fighter from Paris, I believe, France. And next thing you know, I want to say, what was it? A day later, he gets into this car accident. And I love the camera angle of this car shot, how it did it. It looked really damn good. Like, usually, it shows you the inside of the car from a POV shot, and then it shows you the camera from the top looking down. And you just see this car come smashing, bam, right into this other car. And they don't really tell you what it was. Was it a drunk driver that hit them or something like that? But either way, Vinny's driver makes it out. But Vinny, he's laid out in the window here and stuff like that. He's got blood all over his face. Next you know, he wakes up in a hospital, and they tell him pretty much, your spine is fucked. I mean, you'd be lucky if you could ever walk again. He says, what we're going to have to do is, because this vertebrae is cut here, we're going to have to fuse your spine to your neck and stuff like that. And Vinny's telling him, you ain't fusing my neck, Doc. And he said, I'm going to fight again. And they're trying to tell him, no, you're pretty much done. You shouldn't even be thinking about fighting. But, you know, a little bit of stupidity and arrogance tells him that, Doctor, nah, fuck you. I'm going to fight again. This is going to happen. So, next you know, when he gets the halo treatment. And he gets a halo stuck around. Now, I didn't know what the hell the halo was until I saw this thing. And when I saw it looked like a fucking brutal-ass surgery. You got to get this ring around your head, and then you got to get these this like little bit of a pole in the back of your neck or whatever to hold it together, and then you get these four thick ass nails screwed into your fucking head, pretty much into your skull. And at first I didn't think they went into the skull, but then I saw it, I was like, oh my god, they drilled these fucking nails into his skull. So, you know, he's living his normal life of recovery and stuff like that, and they pretty much tell him, look, with this, even with this thing on your head, if you have one bump, one of this, blah, blah, whatever, your spine could be done for the rest of your life. You know, you'll be paralysis and all that. And he pretty much says, fuck you, Doc. Yeah, whatever. I'll show you. I'll fucking show you. So he lives his life a little bit normal, and then until he realized, I'm not done with boxing. I still got one more fight in. I still got more fights in me. He starts training Aaron, and he kind of guilt trip Aaron Eckhart into doing. He's like, I need you to train me to get back in there. Next thing you know it, they get him a fight with Roberto Duran, which is funny because I just seen a boxing movie with Roberto Duran, and I kind of thought they were going to get the same actor, and I was like, are they going to do that? Because that movie just literally came out 2 months ago. Hands of Stone is what I'm talking about. And for him to reclaim his championship at another weight class division, he went up even more. I think another 10 pounds, if I'm not mistaken, because he was 160, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember. And for him to get back on, there's your plot synopsis, people. Okay, did this movie live up to the hype I was hearing? Not really, but was it a good movie? It really was. I guess my negatives with the movie, let me go ahead and, I guess my positives, I guess, I probably have a little bit more negatives than positives, although I did enjoy the film. This is the only one I missed a screener for, so I had to check this out. I checked this out at a midnight showing, Arclight Theater. Had me a shot of, well not a shot, I had a 1 ounce glass of Jameson on the rocks. And then I had another one that was just neat. And I sat there and I was looking in a theater of two people. And I watched this movie and I said, this is fine, it's decent, it's serviceable. But it's also serviceable with a lot of good elements into it. I think, I'll go ahead and say this. I don't think it's a better movie than Creed, but I think the third act is much better than Creed. The fight scene in here is incredible. And what I mean by incredible, because I don't think this movie is necessarily a boxing movie. It's more about the incident and how he persevered over the incident that he had. And what I love what they did with the third act, where, you know, Creed, Southpaw, Hands of Stone, all these other movies we've seen as boxing movies, because we didn't see these many times. What I like about this third act fight scene here is that the movie's not around the boxing. They can care less about the boxing. It's all about, because this is his first fight after getting that brace off his neck. And this movie, one thing I will give that it did for perfection is you feel nothing but tension since that accident all the way up to this fight, because those words of what the doctor told him just stick with you. Like, I'm sitting here the whole time just going, like, even when he takes that brace on, he takes a hit to the head, I'm like, dude, you're not getting back up if you get knocked out. Okay, that shit is done. This is damn near, this pretty much, this movie, out of all the other boxing movies, has more at stake because his life is on the line in this fight. And you really do feel that. And I think this movie does a great job of displaying that. What I love about this third act fight scene, though, is that because this whole time I'm sitting there, my legs crossed, and I got my hand on my arm, I'm like, oh man, just throw the towel in. You don't need to fight this dude. This is Roberto Duran. They call him the Hands of Stone for a reason. He hits like a motherfucker, dude. I mean, you don't want to get in the ring. That is not want to be your first fight back, even if it is a championship match. Who gives a shit? And what the film does in this third act fight scene is it puts the camera every time he gets hit on a facial reaction of a character, whether it's his father, Aaron Eckhart, which, by the way, his father is played by Ciarán Hinds, who Ciarán Hinds does a fantastic job, which, by the way, I don't know what the fuck this man is now, no more. Wasn't he born in, where the hell, oh my God, I'm blanking on it now. He was born in Ireland, wasn't he? Yeah. This dude, I don't know what the hell he was. He straight up played an Italian stereotype, if you will, in here or whatever. I mean, and he's quick to tell you to go fuck yourself in this movie as well. But I love his transformation of his character. I think him and Aaron Eckhart impressed me the most just because of the transformation he did with gaining the weight, the hair shade. But the problem with Aaron Eckhart in here, though, is one of my negatives is that he has somewhat of a drinking problem in here. But the movie really doesn't never get into it that deep. It brings it up at least about 3 times in the film, but it doesn't never get solved or resolved, or they don't ever really talk about his drinking problem, and it never gets resolved on just like, okay, does he really have a drinking problem, or does he just do it whenever he's just having a bad day or something like that? So I think the movie in story format drops the ball there. His father, Ciarán Hinds, who I think was one of the best characters in this film because they had this transformation of being this kind of supportive dickhead father in a way, and then, you know, when he takes that brace off and tells him he wants to get back in a fight, his father has a whole nother transformation. He said, this is the one time I can't be in your corner because I'm not gonna be part of you getting hurt anymore. He's like, I can't do that to myself. I thought he did a real good job with this character. The only problem I have with this character now is they even brought up some things of, like, because, you know, they're constantly at strip clubs, and I love it, especially when because there's a lot of comedy in here too as well. When Miles Teller has a neck brace on, he's miserable. He just goes to the strip club. He's got this neck brace thing on. I was like, that shit was pretty funny. But his father is constantly at the strip clubs with him. And there's one night he comes home late, and Vinny confronts his father and tells him, what were you doing out late? You know, it almost like he brings up like a certain element of like, oh, he's fucking around on his mom and stuff like that. But they don't ever get into that either. So it's like a lot of few story elements in here that are dropped that they could have brought in that I think would add a little bit more depth to the film, to be honest. Especially since the movie really isn't about boxing, then you probably should go into the storytelling mode of it just a little bit more between him and his family and friends. Pretty much the story of him and this neck brace is what this movie is about, because he spends all the movie damn near in this neck brace. So if you're not going to show the fighting part, then I think you should have those elements where if you're going to bring up these story elements of the father and stuff like that, then you should go through with it. And I've heard Vinny has had a lot of domestic abuse problems, stuff like that. Clearly, this movie ain't going to do that, because I know he wasn't hitting on nobody with that damn neck brace on, because they'd have fucked him up. So this movie clearly, it left out a few things and details and stuff like that, but, you know, I know what the movie was focused on. That third act, though, I gotta say, I like what they did with Aaron Eckhart in it and how he was motivated, saying, you tell me who the fuck you are. Who are you? And then, and they kept having the flashbacks of him showing, like, how miserable he was and the neck brace and stuff like that. And he was, and, you know, Miles Teller telling him, I'll show you who the fuck I am. And he went out there and laid hands on Roberto Duran, and it just kind of went back and forth. And you just at the edge of your seat, because how the camera work in here is just so perfect done. Because it's not the best boxing fight scene ever or anything like that. It's just the technical aspect of how they did it, by showing the reaction of the faces of the family members, showing his coach giving him motivation at the end, Aaron Eckhart, and then having the flashbacks in there as well too, which I thought was just really done well. The film too, also on a positive side as well, it's got Miles Teller backing it up. Miles Teller does an incredible job with this film. Even his transformation, because he changed weight sizes in this film. And you can definitely tell in here as well, watching it. Because I was looking at him, I was like, Jesus Christ. When I first saw him, I was like thinking, I was like, ah, this guy, he's in good shape. But he doesn't look like a boxer. Then I was like, oh, he's only 140 pounds. I was like, okay, well, that's normal then. But then he bumped up some weight, and you can definitely see it in the film too. You're looking at, by the end of the film, he's just like, holy shit, dude, you got bigger. But he does a just incredible job with his voice. And what you like about him too is he's not really that much of an asshole, like, compared to other boxers. Just like, oh, it's the underdog story of this asshole champion who gets rectified, and then next you know it, he becomes humble and a champion again. You know, it ain't the Thor story or the Doctor Strange or Iron Man story Or I'm trying to think of another asshole boxer, really. I guess the Roberto Duran story, to be honest. No, it's more of just this guy who's just got a hunger for fighting stuff. So, another thing, too, his mother in here as well. They don't really do anything with her. She's kind of pointless, to be honest. She literally is just there to pray. She got like a little shrine dedicated to them, and she's just like, I will never watch his fight, which is understandable because when I first signed up for boxing, which my dad signed me up for, my mom didn't watch any of my fights. She never came to any of them, so I think it's normal that way. But other than that, she's not there for shit, to be honest, just there to be in the background. I thought it would have been a little bit more emotional had she went to the actual fight with her husband, his father. That way you can see that his mom is there watching the fight. But she eventually watches the last fight he's in on the TV. And it's just kind of like, well, that really doesn't even have any weight to it, to be honest. I mean, it's weight for the audience, but what does it do for the main character, you know? So, nonetheless, there's some stories, elements in here that I think just absolutely went nowhere. There's some characters in here, such as the mother and the sister and her fiance, who really aren't there to serve any kind of fucking purpose other than be that Italian stereotype of fucking having a big family dinner and eating spaghetti all day and telling people to go fuck themselves or whatever, you fucking gook. But nonetheless, I enjoyed the movie. I think it's really good. With some elements that are not so good, too much and ever. But did I really see anything in here to make me want to push people to go see this in theater? Nah, not really. I think the best element of this movie is just the story of him in this brace and how he overcame it. And they spent a lot of time with that, which I got to give the movie some props on that. So with that said, I'm going to give this movie a high rent it. I was thinking of a rent it in general, but I'll go high rent just because I do love the element that there really is only two fights in this whole movie. And it's the first one and the one at the end. And so the rest of the movie is really him in this brace, which I did enjoy about the movie because, like I said, you feel the tension every time this guy moves or anything he does. You just feel like it's going to be the end of that neck and snap. It's gone. Snap, crackle, pop, baby. All day, every day. So giving this a high rent, people, if you're going to go check this movie out, you know the deal. Leave a comment in the comment section below and let me know and I shall get back to you on another edition of Movie Spoilers.
I need you to start treating me again.
Vinny, no, no, this is insane.
I don't mind the pain.
Good,
because it's coming.
Come on.
Great, let's go.
I can't be part of you getting hurt no more.
I'm not done. I'm gonna fight again.
Go out there and show me how you do things. Show me how you live. Show me how you fight. Show me who you are.